This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is focused on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and our sponsors, as always, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Archives also available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And a focused first today, I'm interviewing a member of my own family. He is Ross Michael Strauser, my son, and I think it's very important that you're on the show today with me because you have some great connections with B Broadcast. Not only with me, but your grandfather and one of your songs, and we're going to get into all that. How you doing, Ross?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. Where am I calling you? I know you're in Tampa, but are you at the university?
No, I'm actually just at my apartment right now at home, so...
Okay, cool. We're going to be talking a lot about what you do, where you are in your career. But tell us about yourself in your own words just for a minute or two.
Well, I'm a saxophonist, well, multi-instrumentalist. I play some other woodwinds and piano as well. Composer and jazz educator. I teach students anywhere from beginners all the way up to the university level.
Wow. And so you started in music way back in the day. When did you start thinking about music? And then when did it become like your passion?
I feel like I have a very specific memory. It was, I guess I was in fourth grade, and you guys took me and Maya, my sister, to go see this jazz quartet at the Whitefish Lake Golf Club. And there was this saxophone player, and I just knew that was what I wanted to do ever since then.
Then you had a great teacher starting in junior high.
Right, Mark McCready. So he's still in the Whitefish School District, just teaching at the middle school right now. But, you know, I had him from, well, he started teaching me private lessons, I think, when I was in fourth or fifth grade, all the way up till I graduated high school.
Wow. And then on to college and U of M. You have U of M history before you went to USF.
Right. So I went to, I should mention too, I also studied when I was in high school, studied with Erica Von Kleist, who has been kind of a Whitefish and Flathead Valley staple for a few years now. So, you know, between those two teachers, I feel like they set me up pretty well to get in at U of M and start studying music at the college level. So I went there for 5 years. I was heavily involved with the jazz program. You know, I played in combos and the jazz ensemble, along with a lot of other groups. And I formed several of my own groups while I was at U of M that I feel like were really kind of an integral part of kind of my development as both a musician and as a composer. One of those groups was the Tonal Imagination Jazz Collective, which was a group that I started, and we played around the community, did a little bit of recording, but it was all arrangements and originals of mine that we played. So I feel like that was where I kind of got a big start as a composer.
Wow.
And as a player. And, you know, I have to mention two of my greatest mentors and teachers and now friends that I got to study with at UM, and that was Johan Eriksson, my saxophone teacher, and Rob Tapper, who taught many classes that I took, but just a couple of great people that I think will be lifelong friends and mentors to me. So,
well, we made a lot of trips to Missoula to watch you and watch those guys, and you have a big history and pretty much 2 degrees, right, from U of M?
Yeah, it happened in kind of a weird way. I actually started out as a music education major, believe it or not, decided about my third year into school that that's not what I wanted to do anymore, despite how much teaching I still do. I kind of thought public school wasn't, teaching in a public school wasn't going to be the right move for me. I don't have any regrets about doing that because I still teach a lot and I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing, so... my first degree ended up being in saxophone performance, classical music performance. And then I actually had the opportunity, that was 2019, I think I graduated with that degree. And then I actually had the opportunity to go back and do some more teaching, both in the jazz program and in the saxophone studio at U of M, because we were just kind of short on graduate teaching assistants. So I got the opportunity to go back and teach for a year and get a jazz studies degree as well.
Wow.
And then I finished that up in 2020.
And fast forward, you went to your master's, hit your master's at USF, University of South Florida, then Tampa, and jazz performance, right?
Right. Yes, specializing in composition.
And now you're teaching and all kinds of good stuff. We're going to get to more of that in just a couple minutes as we take our break. You're listening to the voice of Ross Michael Strauser. He's my son. We're very proud of you for all your accomplishments and what you've done. But you have a new project out. This is very exciting. A new album called Endless Ties. We're going to talk about that in the second half, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. To our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Greens Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back with Focus on the Flathead here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 FM KJJR.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Greens Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. Our guest today is Ross Michael Strauser, our son, with, of course, my wife, Sue. Ross, welcome back to the show. We're learning about education, and I know it all, but we want the audience to know all about you. And you've had a lot of great things happening as you move to Florida. Yeah, and you are doing a lot of gigs, too, and a lot of teaching. What are some of the places you could talk about where you've been teaching and are still teaching?
As far as my teaching experience down here. Man, I think the first or second week I moved down here, I got an email from someone at USF, and they were, there was this place called Rock Guitar Music Academy that was looking for instructors. I went out and started teaching kind of immediately when I got here. And then over the past couple of years, I've been getting kind of more and more opportunities to teach at different studios around, been doing some private lessons. And then just last fall in September, I got hired at USF part-time to teach jazz composition, jazz ensemble too, and the jazz saxophone studio. So I'll be doing all that stuff again this fall. And then I recently, just in January, also got hired at Hillsborough Community College to teach their jazz band. And then I'll be teaching music theory over the summer there as well.
Let's talk about the new project. I mean, this took a while to come to fruition. You had fundraisers, you raised your own money for this, but your first major album is out. What is it?
Endless Ties by the Ross Strauser Jazz Orchestra.
Describe the album for us just a little bit in a nutshell.
I've had the privilege of studying with Dr. Chuck Owen, who's a world-class composer, 7 Grammy nominations, and just done kind of everything under the sun in the world of jazz composition. He's put out, I think, 7 or 8 large jazz ensemble albums at this point, and that's just what I've wanted to do for, ever since I started studying with him. I kind of conceived this project when I first moved down here and started seriously studying with him. So really, I started writing this project, started writing all the pieces in about 2021. When I say big band or large jazz ensemble, that's anywhere from 18 to 20 people. So the core of my band is 18 people, and then I have some special guests on a few of the tracks. So the title track, Endless Ties, actually has 22 musicians on it, I think.
Wow.
So anyway, I started writing in 2021 and finishing in May of 2023. So overall, been about a 2-year project.
And it's now complete. And we're going to talk about how you can get it too, and a little more about the music. And let's talk about the connection a little bit. I wanted to get this on the show for sure. Sure, a connection with B Broadcasting, not only with me, but your grandfather. And one of the new songs, and I love the title of it. What is it?
The Mellow Fellow and the Fly.
So briefly tell us how you came up with that name.
From what I remember, it was based on a story that you had told me when I was up there visiting last year. But Mike DeWallaby, who was my grandpa, was it was in the 80s, right? He did a show
yes
on on the air, it'd be broadcasting. And he called himself the Mellow Fellow.
It was actually KJJR when KJJR was a music station before it went to News Talk.
I kind of, you know, I was hearing this story, and then you were telling me that, you know, he would do all these voices on the air, and one time there was a fly in the studio, and he started kind of doing the voice for it on the air, and I just thought this is a really kind of cute and funny story. I thought it would be really fun to develop these two characters, the Mellow Fellow and the Fly, through music.
Tell us about the song a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. I'll get technical for a minute. There's kind of two different groups of instruments throughout the composition that sort of, I guess, represent the dialogue between the two characters. So you hear sort of a call and response throughout the whole piece of these of these two groups of instruments. I had been wanting to do something like this for a while. I've been really inspired by the Pat Metheny group, jazz fusion group from the 70s and 80s, even up into the 90s. It was just a quartet, so piano, guitar, bass, and drums, and I thought, man, it would be really cool to write a piece that kind of captures the essence of that group, but with a full big band.
Well, I think I've heard it. It's great. I love it. It makes me smile every time I hear it. And I think people are going to love the album. It's called Endless Ties. Before we talk about how to get it, what were some of your influences and inspirations? I should have asked this earlier, but I think this is appropriate time now because I can hear them throughout this album.
Yeah, again, all over the place. I'll start with jazz big band. Maria Schneider, Darcy James Argue, Chuck Owen, of course, Remy LaBeouf, who is also one of my former teachers, Miho Hazama, just to name a few. And then outside of that, I take a lot of inspiration from other genres and, well, everything from classic rock to kind of yacht rock. Steely Dan is a huge influence. I love their music, but Billy Joel, Queen, even kind of some folk, singer, songwriter, indie music, and neo soul. Hiatus Coyote is another band that's been a huge influence for me. So
wow.
Kind of all over the place.
That's a vast list too. So that,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about how to get it. It's called Endless Ties, available on CD. We know that, but where else can we get it?
It'll be available on all the major streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, YouTube Music, all of that good stuff. And then, physical copies, I have some signed copies available too, are on my website, www.rothstrausermusic.com.
So the big question I have, do you still have signed copies?
I do, yeah.
So you'll sign them.
Quick, though.
Okay, so if you want one of these, you want to hear some of this unbelievable music, it's rossstrausermusic.com, Strauser, just one S in there. Thanks for being on the air with us. I wanted to do this interview for the longest time, and now we finally got you on the air, and congratulations on all your accolades and what you're doing in teaching down there in Florida. A Flathead Valley son right here. Ross Michael Strauser has been our guest today. For the Flathead Valley, a lot of people know you as Army, too, so Ross / Army on the air with me right now for the very first time on Focus on the Flathead. Thanks so much for being on with me.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Focus is brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next week right here on KJJR.